Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I love this chippy rivalry already. Isn't this so good, KB?
So great. Saturday night, let's go.
Still got to come through Chicago. I don't care what happens today. Okay, what happened in other series. Still got to come through Chicago.
This place is electric.
Oh, man, so much momentum. Bringing this stadium, bringing this city to life.
I'm happy for our guys. I'm happy for Chicago. I'm happy for, you know, this moment.
First place on the line. Let's go.
This place is absolutely on fire.
This is a special group. I don't think I've been around a team that just, when it's this late in games, just... They don't bat an eye.
The Bears have come back quite a bit, five times this year in the fourth quarter behind Caleb Williams. This will be a tough task. Green Bay back up by 10.
Let's get to Damon. Hey, Damon.
I'm texting my friends. The season's over. It's done. Same old Bears. And then the impossible happens.
Now it just comes down to one play.
Crazy.
Your best play, you got Ben Johnson. Your best defensive call, Jeff Hafley. An entire division on the line in one play.
Williams, pressure, throwing, Clara has a man, it is caught! Touchdown, Jaze Walker, unbelievable!
Coach LaFleur on the opposite side of the field in total disbelief.
Kind of big picture, how much does this one hurt? I mean, you had the game in hand and had a chance to be in first place coming out of here.
Yeah, it does hurt. Feel like you're rubbing salt in the wound there, Bill. But that's the reality of it, and you know, it should hurt.
Caleb, you've talked over and over with us about the power of belief.
We know who we are. I've said it multiple times. We're a team that's going to fight to the end. And there was too much time in the clock.
The fake, Williams, looking downfield, watching downfield, going for it.
Down Chicago. They beat Keyshawn Nixon. And the game is over. Unbelievable.
A walk-off for the Bears, and Tom Rinaldi is with one of the heroes, DJ Moore.
If we can get to him right now, DJ.
Yeah. And it means a lot. And at the end of the day, it's the Packers always.
Well done, DJ. Well done.
For the first time since 2018, the Bears have beaten the Packers in Chicago.
Guess what? The Bears are in the playoffs.
The big games keep coming. The job is not done. Breathe on in. Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
It's gonna get better.
It's gonna get better.
It better get better.
It better get better.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
Bears!
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we've got a full boat today. There's tons of stuff for us to get into. It's going to be a mammoth show. Caitlin Sharkey is going to join us at 425. If you ducked in the middle of the open, you're like, what the hell is happening? We're going to play it for you again at 5 o'clock. Kurt Warner joins us in about a half an hour. Tanny is on vacation, but he left you that Christmas present. Alex is here. Mr. 15-0, Sean Sears, is running the plane. That man is cold. He is Matt Spiegel.
I have goosebumps. The hairs are standing up on my arms from the work of Chris Tannehill, who brought it all home. We had a texture during transition who said, come on, stop your chit-chatting.
Get out of Tanny's way.
I've been waiting all weekend to hear this open. Get out of the way. And there it was. Man, this whole thing, that game, and we'll talk about the experience of being there, but I know you felt it, Lawrence. Everybody watching felt it. It reminded me of the Cubs beating the Cardinals in the 2015 playoffs when you're like, I think they just passed the rival. They just passed the standard and the division rival. Now, I don't know. I think there was more of an assurance then that it felt like the Cubs were on the right path and maybe they are better for a while here. And we're not sure. The Bears could lose again if they play him in 3 weeks.
Or four.
Or 4 weeks, whenever it is. But damn it, that had the vibes, and it made everything richer and more full and more emotional because it was the Packers and how that whole thing went. And we got a franchise coach, and I think we got a franchise QB, and at least they're working stuff out together, and that's a really, really good place to be.
The thing that you know, and we've talked about it all season, that dude doesn't flinch at the end. There are still things that need to get better between quarter one and quarter three, but in quarter four, one guy is on the shelf for at least a year. They're not many guys on the list that I want in that moment more than the guy who played Saturday night at Soldier Field.
How about that? Think about that. It's their sixth win when trailing at the 2 minute mark. It's their sixth win when that dude, and his coach had to say it finally, had to use the word clutch.
Clutch is a good word for him.
He is freaking clutch. And his Iceman celebration is getting more dope as the time goes on.
I don't know if he knows about the ASL aspect of it. I hope that he does because he's smart.
The American Sign Language aspect.
Yes, because this is what I'm going to do on Twitch. When you hold your arms up like bear claws, then do this. This means bear.
Does it really?
Yes.
That's pretty great.
So I don't know if Caleb knows that.
Because the arms is like, it's for an ice.
For Iceman. For him being the Iceman. Uh-huh. But the next step, the next level to it, and the reason that I think he might know it is because of bears, of him doing the bear claw thing.
Yeah.
But two bear claws and the Iceman
sure.
is bear in American Sign Language.
That's a beautiful thing.
With your fingernails painted.
Your girl love him.
Your girl love him. It's so funny, Speech, because when he makes the throw, the quarterback of the Bears might also be a serial killer. And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Now, hold on. Because Mike Tomlin told us that Chris Boswell was a serial killer.
And then he blinked.
That man blinked. He did not get a killing done. A victim escaped on Chris Boswell.
All
yesterday.
I know, and you can go look for yourself. The quarterback threw the ball to DJ Moore, put his hands in his pocket, and started whistling. If that doesn't scream serial killer, look, I don't know what does.
It's one thing if you're Drake May and you pop a little touchdown pass over a defender last night and you turn around and start running away because you know it's caught. It's another to do that on a ball that traveled 56
yes!
yards in the air.
He let it go, put his hands in his pocket, and was like, now what? Now what?
Listen, hey, your girl love him.
Your girl love him.
Your girl love him.
Now, I will say his mentor, Tom Brady, he's everybody's mentor, just ask him. Tom Brady says that when you're a quarterback in the cold, you got to put your hand in your pocket as soon as possible after every single play. So it might just be like reflex, but his whole vibe was, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And he said he knew it was good.
It's weird to do that in football. We all do it whenever we're playing basketball with pieces of paper.
When I'm playing pig in Ruben's bedroom on the Nerf hoop, I'm like, that's good.
You'll yell, that's good.
That's
you'll
money.
Yell, Jordan. You'll yell, Kobe. Yes. You'll yell, the quarterback of the Bears.
did that Saturday night while a game was still going on.
It was. He knew it was over.
Caleb called game.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, game, hands in my pocket.
Honest question. Is that the first, like, perfectly thrown deep ball of that man's season? We have watched every game, every rep of every game. He's thrown some great balls, but I'm talking about like a real, I mean, this, I think that's the longest throw of his season, but even the flea flicker was a little bit to the outside, but there was so much space that it could be completed. Because it's funny, like I saw a tweet about the perfect deep ball that he threw, and somebody said, I was told that Caleb didn't have accuracy on deep balls. And I wanted to respond, well, that's because he's been inaccurate on deep balls so far. That was perfect and in the bucket, the way that we see great quarterbacks do it. I feel like he's just in such a good place. He's just so comfortable and confident and a little bit arrogant, like we talked about on Friday, and we saw it happening in the Cleveland game when he hit DJ on that second touchdown, and he was like had swagger in that post game. Our guy is feeling it right now, and it's making him better. And it's super exciting, in my opinion.
I think I'd have to go. I'll look during the break. But the Luther Burden's first touchdown, wasn't that like a bomb against the Cowboys where everything was clicking?
I think that was the flea flicker.
Maybe.
To Luther Burden? Yeah. He's the one that caught that touchdown.
Yeah. But I agree with Spiegs on that throw.
Right, that throw was a little outside, but that's okay. It does. I mean, I'm just saying.
What throw am I thinking of? I'm thinking of something early in the season where he had perfect touch on it.
But
whatever, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He's rolling.
But the point is, that was, like Brady said real time in the clip, that is a 10 out of 10 A-plus throw. While jumping a little bit to his left. And Alex Kuhn, who did you say that physically reminded you of?
It reminded me a lot of Aaron Rodgers, guys. Like just the way he propelled himself off of one foot and jumped to the left to just avoid Quay Walker by a little bit.
You mean like Julius Peppers?
And then put his hands into his pockets really quickly.
Don't do that. So,
what?
Correct. No, everybody's saying like you're avenging the Randall Cobb play, and that there was a lot of Aaron Rodgers in that throw.
There's a lot of Aaron Rodgers in Caleb Williams' game. There always has been. That's his guy. That's,
by preference.
That's his North Star, and that's a really good North Star. In terms of skill set and the mindset. It's why he loves not throwing interceptions. Sometimes to a fault, we have feared on those deep balls that he's a little careful. But
not on that one.
He got
the look. He saw that DJ had it.
Not on that one.
And he was like, screw it.
I've wanted him to throw it more to the receiver, just a little bit on those deep balls. And that was freaking perfect. I feel like Caleb leveled up these past, you know, 8 to 10 weeks, we've been wanting to see it, and there are still issues, and we can talk about him. But against Cleveland, you know, I came out here thought that was his best game yet. There was a lot of stuff that didn't go great on Saturday night, but when it had to be great, that dude was great.
And that's kind of amazing that he has the ability to do that, and the Bears are winning games. Now, look, that stuff doesn't always last. Like the Chiefs were doing that last year where they were having all these comebacks and winning all these one-score games. And then this year they were on the other side of that. But, man, the party is on, and that is okay. The Bears have locked up a playoff position, and we are talking about it all afternoon long.
And they might have broken the Packers' soul a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And let's. I want to go back into what Spiegs was talking about just a second, but what he said on Friday about Caleb and Caleb feeling it. We'll explain all of it. Don't go anywhere. This is the place to be today. We are going to walk you through all of it, including Spiegs being at Soldier Field on Saturday night. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We're here until 6 on The Score.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It is on like Radon Charm.
With a fleet of super bads and status Radon Charm.
Afternoons on the Score.
Bears 1-for-10 on third down. Handoff goes to Manon Guy, breaks a tackle, first down and more. Busting it up the middle, across the 50 to the Green Bay 47. Carrington Valentine finally got him down. Again, the Bears only need a field goal to win. And they've got it at the 46-yard line of Green Bay.
Nothing devastating up front, just sustained contact leading to that game.
Why wouldn't they hand it to that guy every freaking play? 9 carries, 50 yards, averaging almost 6 yards a carry.
Wow. That's Wayne Larrivee on the call for the Packers. How long has he been up there, Lawrence Holmes?
It's been close to 30 years, right? Because Jeff has been on the call for 25. In fact, I ran into him last night over at Fox. I have never seen Jeff Joniak as happy as he was last night. It was great. Like it was kind of a full circle moment for me because Joniak and Luke Kanellis hired me as an intern at MAQ back in 95.
Love that. So yeah, you and I, a couple of old heads in this industry. When I was producing for McNeil and Boers and Wayne Larrivee was on the call for Bears games, we used to play angry Wayne Larrivee all the time. He'd be angry at the refs or disdainful at a Bears effort or disdainful at an opponent. You know, we used to play that stuff all the time. So when I hear it now and he's angry because the Bears are beating them
and he sees
it. He's always been honest about that stuff, which has been a great part of his career.
And it's been, you know, Wayne is still a beloved figure here. People love Wayne Larrivee, and they should. He's one of the best play-by-play people that's ever done the job.
I think it was Favre. I believe it was Favre against the Bears. Like, Favre back to pass, and why not? Was because the Bears couldn't stop him.
More arrogance Matt Nagy.
And that's when he's a Packer guy. But, like, so it's so funny to hear that. Can we hear this real quick? This is
Sad Wayne Larrivee.
And John Kuhn after the game was John Kuhn is the sideline guy. I hope he enjoyed his pizza and that loss as they discussed it on the Packers Radio Network.
Wayne, speaking from experience, these are the tough ones. These are the ones that are really hard to come back because for a large portion of this football game, the Green Bay Packers held all the momentum, all the control, and they really held the football, right? Offensively in the first half, we said one thing. You got to score points when you get to the red zone. It was a tale last week out in Denver when they weren't successful in the red zone. It was a tale once again here tonight. Too many points left off the board by this Packers offense despite controlling the clock and controlling the football game. The Bears and Caleb Williams just did again to us what they have done to the rest of the league this year with another fourth quarter comeback.
It is the sixth one of the season for Caleb Williams. If anyone doubts if he may be rough around the edges, he's never going to be the most accurate guy in the world, but the guy flat out wins football games and, you know, did another job on the Packers here.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did, Wayne.
You know what Wayne just saw? Let me tell you what he saw. He saw the future, and it scared him a little bit.
Holy gosh.
And that's one of the old ones. That's when he was a Bears guy.
Holy gosh.
He's like, oh, no.
He said, and he did see the future.
He saw it, and he's like, oh, this is going to be bad for us.
That's why it's not a perfect comp, but it feels kind of like when Schwarber hit a home run onto the scoreboard in the 2015 playoffs or the Miguel Montero Grand Slam, you know? Just has that feeling just a bit.
And it doesn't mean that the Bears end up dominating the rivalry. It just means that it's a real rivalry now.
It really is.
That's the part that I think is fun, and it's been interesting seeing some of the people who cover the Packers, like, feeling that. I've never been mentioned by Bart Winkler ever on Twitter. And yesterday, he crawled out of a hole somewhere in Wisconsin because I was laughing because I saw the call an ambulance, call an ambulance, but not for me. Uh-huh. So I posted it. He's like, 17 hours after the game. I'm like, I was busy doing stuff.
Living a life.
And there's been a bunch of like Packers adjacent media. They're like,
Did you see the video streamer, the tape breakdown guy who destroyed his equipment?
I felt bad for that dude.
I mean,
I don't know if he's doing it for effect or if he was really feeling it that way.
I think he was really disappointed.
More arrogance by Matt Nagy.
No, by Matt LaFleur.
That's what we need to do. We need to intercut him just mentioning Matt LaFleur's name and then just make it sound like that.
Yeah.
And then be truthful that we did that.
So you teased some Caleb stuff. What was the Caleb feeling that you're enjoying?
That you might have been right about something on Friday, because we were talking about it in conjunction with Caleb clapping back a little bit and being like, hey, you know, USC Caleb is about to show up. And I'm like, I like Ben Caleb. You know, I like the guy that he is becoming
right
now, with a little dash of that.
That's what it is the combo platter.
And I think that he is in that space right now where he's seeing it a little bit like Neo sees the Matrix. He's seeing it and he can figure it out and he can make these plays where you go, what? Like, how did that even occur in your mind?
And it's funny enough, it's the same thing that Ryan Poles said before his rookie year. When Ryan Poles said, I want him to just take what's there and do the plays, and then when it's necessary, be the special. Like, or become the special. And we did a whole bit about it. We did the special as a segment from the Lego movie and all of that. But you just do it when you need to. And Ben wants the same thing. Ben has laid it out for you. He wants him to be that guy in structure. And then when he gets outside the pocket, like, he had moments. Caleb scrambling to his left and hitting Zacchaeus on the first drive with that in-between game, showing you some of that where he doesn't have to get all the way to the sidelines. Like, he's showing you stuff and beating the blitz for the Walker touchdown, beating the cover zero blitz for the Walker touchdown to essentially tie the game. But then when it's time to be the special, just trust yourself and be who you are, man. If you got some arrogant swagger to you, which I think you do, then just go ahead and own that.
So what you're
now
saying,
if they could just take it and shove it up you know where.
So you're saying be you? Is that what you're saying?
Essentially,
he was
yes.
on the cart. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We're going to take a timeout. Why? Because what does Kurt Warner think of what happened Saturday night? We'll get his thoughts on it next here on The Score.
Oh, all the tricks in the world, and they're foiling the Bears now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.